to the Kids Before 6 Advent Podcast.
Welcome to the Village Kids and 5-6 Advent Podcast. We're so excited that you joined us back again here on December 14th, where we're going to be talking about eternal life and what the gift of the future is. I have three sisters with me today, and I'm going to let them each introduce themselves. So go ahead and say your first name and your age or your grade.
I am in preschool.
You're in preschool, and what's your first name?
Talia.
Yep, that's exactly right. All right, and next guest, what's your first name and what grade are you in?
First grade.
And what's your first name?
Ioana.
All right, and our last sister we have to introduce herself, go ahead and tell me your first name and your grade.
My name is Sayla, and I'm in fifth grade.
All right, and so we have quite the span of grades here represented today. And so we're going to be digging into this concept of eternal life. But before we do that, I want to ask you guys a couple questions about Christmas. Sayla, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas this year?
Making gingerbread cookies.
Ooh, do you guys like decorate them like with little outfits and stuff like that? And are they actually gingerbread or are they like sugar?
Just gingerbread, okay. And we do decorate them.
Oh, that's pretty exciting. Do you do that kind of like real close to Christmas or just like anytime during the season?
Anytime during winter.
Okay, I like it. One time my oldest daughter ate so much gingerbread, she's no longer a big fan of it. She's kind of scared of it. I guess you can have too much. All right, what are you looking forward to most about Christmas?
Presents.
Oh, I know. They are good, right? Do you like unwrapping presents that are gift wrapped or in bags? What's your preference?
Bags.
Ooh, right? You're a fast girl. All right. How about you, Talia? What do you like about Christmas? What's your favorite? What are you looking forward to most?
Putting ornaments on the tree.
Putting ornaments on the tree. Do you have like a favorite ornament that when you see it, you're like, ooh, I like that one?
Green one.
A green one?
A green one.
Oh, that sounds very exciting. That sounds like a good one I would like too. All right, so now we're going to talk about gifts. We're talking about gifts a lot this season. I'm going to let you go first. What is a gift that you have received that you've gotten that you really enjoyed?
A toy.
A toy? Any particular toy? Like a certain one? What was it?
A vacuum.
Oh, a toy vacuum? Oh, you are my girl after my own heart. All right. How about you? Tell me what toy or what gift you've gotten that you're like, ooh, this is fantastic.
LOL doll.
Oh, an LOL doll? Oh, that does sound pretty fun. And then those are the ones you kind of like get to open and it's kind of like an experience, right? Okay. Sayla, how about you? What have you gotten that you've really enjoyed?
Gift cards.
Ooh, where do you enjoy gift cards to?
Target.
Target. And then you kind of get to go shopping on your own?
Kind of.
Yeah. Well, not on your own, but yeah, you get to pick out what you're going to like spend the gift card on. Yep. That's pretty exciting. All right. And so what is a gift that you guys have given to someone that you're like, ooh, that was super fun?
I have gave a gift to my sister and it was a blanket.
A blanket. And how did she like the gift?
She loves it. She uses it almost every day.
And you have like 1,000 sisters. So who did you give that gift to?
Ava.
Oh, so fun. I bet she does love that. I mean, a good blanket, it's kind of like cuddly, it keeps you warm, it goes with you everywhere. It's all very enjoyable. All right, so let's get a little bit into the content here. We are talking today again about eternal life. And so as we look at that, I'm going to pray to open us, and then we're going to have a question for all of you, okay? Dear Holy Father, we just thank you for the many gifts that we have already had because of Jesus. And we are absolutely growing in our excitement about the gifts that are still to come from you. We pray that you would just help us to know the value of eternal life and what that looks like for us today and also for all of our days. Praise in your precious name. Amen. All right. So have you guys ever joined a new team or a club or a class? And what are some of the new things that you got to enjoy when you joined? So basically, have you ever tried anything new?
Joined a class.
Okay. What were some of the fun things about like doing something new? What did you enjoy when you joined that class?
I don't know.
You don't know? Yep. Sometimes the new things are overwhelming. Sayla, how about you? What have you tried that's like something new, whether it's like a team or a club?
At my school, there's something called Battle of the Books.
Okay. Yes, I've heard of that. Yep. And so you read a bunch of books, right? And then do you answer questions on them or how does that work?
Yeah.
Okay. And when you tried that Battle of the Books for the first time, if you can remember that, what was something new or something you enjoyed about that experience?
Getting to meet my team.
Right. like new people, right? And at least you got to know them like kind of in a different way. You probably also got to like enjoy reading books that maybe you wouldn't normally read or as many as you normally read. Talia, how about you? What is there something you've ever done that's new, like a new club or a new team or anything?
Preschool.
How about, yeah, like a new class?
Mm-hmm.
Yep. All right, well, in today's passage, the writer Peter describes receiving Jesus' gift of salvation as being born a second time. We get to join a new family, God's family, and we get to be God's children. As we read, try to spot one thing beginning with an H and one thing beginning with an I that Peter says God's children are born into. All right, Selah, can you read our verse for us today?
Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ in his great mercy. He has given us new birth into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead and into inheritance that can never perish, spoil, or fade.
And so an inheritance is something that a gift is given, usually from like a parent to a child, usually often after a parent dies. And to perish, just to make sure we're all on the same page, means that it's going to like go away. It's going to waste away. And so what were the words we were looking for that began with H and I? What do you see in there, Selah? Do you see those words?
Hope.
Mm-hmm. And?
Inheritance.
Yep, inheritance. Very good. Which one tells us what God's children get to enjoy now?
Hope.
And which one tells us what we get to look forward to in the future?
Inheritance.
Right. Like right now in this life, we get hope. And in the future, we're going to be able to receive our inheritance, like those good things that are coming to, down from our parent, from God the Father. So first, let's look at hope. Peter links to an event in Jesus' life. What historical event does Peter link our hope to in verse 3? Did he stay dead or did he rise from the dead?
He rise from the dead.
Right, his resurrection. And because of his resurrection, that is what gives us hope because he conquered death, right? Like he overcame that for us. Why do you think that event gives Jesus' family a certain hope of life after death?
Jesus defeated death.
Right. And so if he defeated death, that's how we can have like this eternal hope going forward and what that looks like. Now let's think about the idea of inheritance. Inheritance is a gift usually promised by a parent to a child. And the parent promises that the gift will be given to the child after the parent dies. If we're God's children, we have an inheritance from him. And in this case, God promises to give all he has to his children after we die. So Peter says that God promises that God's promises can never perish, spoil, or fade. Does that mean it will last for a short time, a long time, or forever?
Forever?
Exactly. Peter is writing to a group of Christians who lived in the first century, and these Christians were having a really hard time when he was writing them this letter. But Peter went on to say, go ahead and read verse 6 for us.
In all this you greatly rejoiced, though now for a little while you may have had to suffer grief in all kinds of trials.
Right. Like, so they're having like this deep sadness and the difficult things that they're experiencing. And so how did the truth of verse 3 and 4, what you read before, how does that help us respond to verse 6? What does he tell us we're supposed to do when we're in our trials?
We get to have hope.
Right. Like we don't have to go through our trials and just be sad or be like, oh no, this is all that we have, right? You're like, we get to have hope in the future of what's going on. If we accept God's gift of Jesus, we join a new family, God's family. And joining God's family means we have a new future. Because Jesus rose from the dead, God's children have God's rock solid promise of eternal life with him. We will enjoy everything God has to give forever because God gives a gift of the future. All right, one last question for you girls. When we're facing difficulty or pain that makes you feel sad, what truths can give you a reason for joy even in the sadness?
Joy can be found in Jesus even with suffering.
Right. And what else? So that's what affects now. And then later, what else does God offer us?
Love.
Absolutely. And he gives us eternal life with him, right? Like he's continuing to offer us that love and eternal life with him. And so when we look at the fact that we see that he offers us the gift of the future, we're so thankful that when we place our trust in him to take away our sins, that he's able to offer that to us. Will you guys close us in prayer today?
Dear Lord, I hope that all these people know what eternal life will be like and that they will know the meanings of Christmas.
I hope no one gets sick.
You hope that no one gets sick? Okay.
Amen.
Amen. All right. Can we close the podcast today by wishing all of our listeners a Merry Christmas?
Merry Christmas.
That was fantastic. All right. Merry Christmas, everyone. We hope you'll be back with us again tomorrow.